It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. This is the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Neva Pyatt, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. Miss Monica's over there fussing with the iPad. And our guest this morning, Lee Schrader. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Neva.
It's always good to have you.
Thank you.
I'm glad it's your honor.
It is.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can put it right on our Facebook page, and we'll see it about halfway through the program. We'll stop and praise or pray with you. If you want to send it by text, you can send it to 580-485-0837. That's our new texting line. So you can send a prayer request or a praise to there. Our Facebook sponsor today is Barbara Dyson Ford, and we appreciate each one of our sponsors so very much. They've been hanging in here with us for a long time. We do record in two parts, and it'll be posted on our website, therockchristianmusic.com, when the program is over. So if you miss any part of this, or if you have friends that don't have Facebook, you can send them there, have them click on the hour, go to therockchristianmusic.com, click on the Hour of Power, and then go to Friday, and you'll see Lee's message there after a while. I think I've covered everything, Lee. Will you pray to start us out?
Sure, you've done good. Since Monica's already prayed, I'm going to go ahead and just read some scripture, which is a prayer. As always, I like to use Paul's prayers. Oh, here we go. Sorry. I'm trying a new format here, so I've got to get used to the mic being here. But here we go. Paul says this, verse 13 of Ephesians chapter 3, "Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you," this is my prayer for everybody this morning, "that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Amen. So that's my prayer for this morning. And let's just go ahead and just dive in. I guess before I dive in, I need to talk to Neva about something. Did you go to church Sunday morning?
Yes.
In the sleet and I just wondered, because I was in Cheyenne Sunday morning, and the Croton Creek Ranch. I was surveying for them. They're selling 120-ish acres, okay? So I promised them I'd be there Sunday morning, and I was kind of checking my spirit about going, but I'd promised Joni Sanderford. You know her? You know her? Okay. Anyway, figured you
sure
did. I know you figured you did anyway. So did you know they're selling the ranch?
I had heard that probably from you.
Anyway, I think I did. Anyway. Point is that, but I gave him a word, and so I drove out there, and the forecast was for freezing rain and snow, but didn't look like it was going to do it. So I drove out there, and as soon as I pulled up in that driveway, it started dropping freezing rain, and like within a minute, it was just instantly dangerous. You know, so sitting in the driveway, I called her and told her, I said, "I'm here, but I'm going to go back to Elk City," and so I did, and it took me like an hour and a half to get back, because that stretch from Cheyenne to Highway 6, woo, man. You know, even a four-wheel drive, I almost slid off the road a couple of times. But anyway, I wonder about you, because I thought, I even considered, well, I want to take a break during my survey and go show up in my Carhartts. See, I wear my long johns into my Carhartts, so I would have had to walk into my Carhartts. But I was going to go and visit with you. But
well, our church was so packed Sunday morning.
Wow.
I mean, it was amazing.
That's great.
So you'd have been lucky to find a seat on the back row even. But even clear down to the front, Lance couldn't sit with us Sunday morning because we sat on this one row where there was already a lady,
Jersey.
And he came in. And, well, and we were expecting our renter, Ann. She was coming. And so he moved down two rows right next to the front. And there was even three people on that row. And so we had a good crowd there Sunday. And while we're having church, I mean, it starts sounding like it's raining. First you hear thunder, then it sounds like rain, then it sounds like hail.
Yeah.
And it was amazing how that came down fast and furious.
Well, that's a good problem to have at church with no room for anybody to sit. That's better than the other problem where there's four people there. And
right.
So that's great. Well, let's get into the Word. And I've called this Random Thoughts because I want to muse this morning. And that's just a word for I'm going to kind of just wander around and just say some things that are in my heart. And this all kind of happened last night. Usually this way it happens. I've explained this before, but I get little snippets. And that happened last night, you know, and I thought, wow. So I want to read the Bible to you. Let's go here to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. And then after that, we're going to go to Romans chapter 10 and read there. And then after that, we're going to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 30 again. So let's start here in Romans chapter 30. I'm going to start with verse 11. And it says here in Deuteronomy 30:11, it says this. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee. It is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. For if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce or announce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Now, you can put your finger in there because we're coming back, but go to Romans chapter 10. And Paul is going to quote some of this scripture. And the reason I'm reading that, because I want to prove to you that this has a New Testament application in our lives, okay? Romans chapter 10, verse 5. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even into thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So now go back to Deuteronomy chapter 30 again. So now we see where Paul has quoted some of what we're going to read again in Deuteronomy 30 with a few changes. Instead of calling the sea, he calls it the deep. So we know that the sea is a type of the realm that Christ spent 3 days and three nights in. And now we know that Jesus told us when in Matthew chapter 12, when the disciples said, "Lord, show us a sign, prove to us you're God," he said, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign." See, right now, many Christians are deceived. They're looking at all these so-called signs of the end times and the last days. They're freaking out over Russia invading Ukraine. You know, they're freaking out at the price of gas, which is getting up there, you know. But by the way, there's two new rigs in this area already, so which means they're drilling. So people are looking at Israel and looking at the signs of the times and not even obeying the Bible when it says in Hebrews chapter 12, 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, okay, who for the joy set before him endured the shame of the cross, all right? So the mandate for the believer is to look unto Christ, is to look at Jesus, all right? And that's done through the Word of God, and it's done by putting the Word of God in your lips. And it says that. It says the Word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach, all right? So Paul makes a few changes in here, but it's a new. What I'm going to read to you out of Deuteronomy is a New Testament application, all right, because Paul quotes it. So let's look here in Deuteronomy again. He says, "For this commandment, which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off." So it's right here. Here you go. There it is, right there. See, I'm lifting up my Bible, and I'm showing it to everybody that's watching on the World Wide Web, all over the world, in Australia, and in Russia, and in the Ukraine, and in Britain, and in Germany, and Czechoslovakia, and all the Baltic states, and in Italy, and in Morocco, and in France, and the United States of America, and even in Ireland. Amen. Praise God. So, and in Alaska, and Canada. Oh, well, Canada too. Anyway, so all those people that are watching right now, I'm holding this Bible up, and I'm showing you the word is nigh thee. Here it is. And all you have to do is put it in your mouth, and it's there. You don't have to go to church, and you should go to church. And I'm not saying don't go to church. No, it says in Hebrews chapter 10, don't be foolish like some people are, Hebrews 10:25 or 10:26. It says don't be foolish like some people are who forsake the assembling of themselves together. You need to always congregate and commune with other believers. It's not God to be a lone island and to be all by yourself. It is not, okay? For instance, if you look at my life, and, you know, and my life is unique to a lot of people, but not unique to some, and that is that I live 225 miles away in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, okay? And most Mondays, I drive from Broken Arrow, and it's only a 3.5-hour drive, but it usually takes me 4 hours because I make a couple of stops, you know. Anyway, I always do. And so it takes, in 4 hours, I'm here, and then I work all day at where I work, and then I spend the night in the house that I live in here in Elk City, and then I do that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and here we are to Friday, okay? And those nights I have slept, and I'm, to what it looks like to circumstances, I'm alone. But I'm not. I'm married, and I fellowship with Kathy every day, and we interact about personal things, but a lot of what we interact about is the Word of God. So I'm not, in that sense, I'm not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And at my home in Broken Arrow, I do have a home church I go to. I go to Rama Bible Church, and we either attend in person or sometimes we watch online. And so I'm not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And then I'm privileged every second and fourth Friday of most every second and fourth Friday of every month, I'm right here. Mm-hmm. And I'm with Neva and I'm with Monica. And so we're interacting and we're fellowshipping, okay? And we're bouncing off one another, you know, fellowshipping, talking about things, okay? And I have other Christian friends here in the city. And so I'm interacting with people, and that's got to do that. You know, it's fun being a Christian. Let me tell you about something that happened to me the other day. I almost ran over a guy. I didn't see him. I was whipping into work, and the sun, and I turned into the east right off of Highway 6 here to go back to that industrial park where our office is, and I didn't see this guy walking in the street, and he had to jump out of the way, and he goes, "Hey!" You know? And I saw him, and he was angry with me, and I rolled down my window. I said, "I'm sorry, man, I didn't see you. I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Offer him a ride." okay, I'm going to do that. So I said, hey, brother, can I give you a ride? He said, well, I don't need one, but yeah, go ahead. He wanted to go down the store and get a pack of cigarettes. Now, a Pharisee would have said, can't do that. Not going to buy you any cigarettes. I said, hop in, brother. Because see, it turns out that the Lord wanted me to share some things with him, and I ended up doing it. Okay? It turns out, now, normally I don't do this because we shouldn't know people after the flesh, but no, I don't have to say that. I just have to, no, I'm not going to do that. But so I got to talking to him, and we went down to the store, and we pulled out the driving window, and he handed me his debit card, and he said, I want Newport lights in a box. Okay. So I said, I want Newport lights in a box. You know, sometimes you just have to throw away your Christian testimony. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what God did with the Virgin Mary. She was pregnant. Come on now. She was pregnant, and Joseph wanted to put her away. He wanted to send her away. Now, back in my day, in Neva's day, we didn't have abortion. We didn't murder babies. We didn't murder 40 million babies. And when a girl got pregnant in high school, they sent her away to go visit an aunt or something for 9 months. Okay? And so that's what Joseph wanted to do, because there was some stigma of being unwed and being pregnant. But God wasn't worried about that. He was more concerned about getting Jesus into her and bringing the incarnation forth and bringing about our substitute so he could identify himself with us and then we could be born again. So there we are. We're sitting there at this little convenience store that has a driving window. And I said, I want Newport lights in a box, you know? And so that girl's back there. She's rummaging around. She's trying to take care of some other customers. So we start chatting. And his name was Tony, by the way. So Tony's now on my prayer list, and I'm a laborer across his path. Maybe might see him again. And so we're chatting. I said, my name's Lee, and he told me his name's Tony. And so we're just kind of doing small talk, and he's telling me why he grew up in Elk City, and he's working in Odessa, but he's home for 5 days, blah, 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 and his car's in the shop getting repaired, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, I hand the gal in the driving window his debit card, and I grabbed the cigarettes and gave him the cigarettes, okay? So I said, now where are we going? He said, well, I want to go up here and eat breakfast, and it was at the Clarion Inn. So I said, okay. So I took him up there, and we pulled in, and so I just started talking to him about the Lord. And I said, and just out of the blue, I just dropped a name. And I said, do you know Stella Peacock? Now, Stella is a member of Grace Temple Church. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's a friend of mine. She's the first member from that church that I met. That's how come I started attending there, was because of Stella. Because she called me up and asked me to do some work for her, you know. So he said, yeah, she's my cousin. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Okay, all right, here we go. Okay. And she said, yeah, she's married to William. I said, yeah, Bill. Yeah, I know Bill. He's retired Air Force. Yeah, that's them. Yeah, you know them. Yeah, I know them. Yeah, wow, that's great. And I said, yeah. I said, she introduced me to Grace Temple. And he said, yeah, well, Lindell's my cousin too. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Or Nikita, one of the two is either Lindell or Nikita is his cousin. And he called her Rochelle. I said, Rochelle? No, you mean Nikita. He said, yeah, well, that's what everybody calls her, but we call her Rochelle. Okay. And I said, well, look, brother, you need to go back. He said, yeah, I used to go to the church there all the time. I said, and he's already, I mean, there's already been 50 cuss words come out of his mouth. So obviously he's not walking with the Lord, you know. So I said, you need to go back, brother. It's time for you to go back. He said, well, I'll look into it, man, you know. So anyway, so we parted ways. I shook his hand, you know, and parted ways. But, you know, I'm a laborer across his path. Why? I digress to that. I apologize. I got away from my text. But anyway, so it's great to be a Christian. I thought I'd just share that, you know, about Tony. So let's just pray for Tony right now. Father, we just thank you for Tony, my brother in the Lord. And we thank you, Father, for sending other laborers across his path. And we thank you, Father, for wooing him in, drawing him in. It was no accident. Even though I almost hit him, that wasn't you that did that. But you worked all things together for good for those who love God, who called according to his purpose. And so we thank you, Father, for sending more laborers across Tony's path and drawing him back into fellowship with you, pulling him back in, taking them out of darkness and bringing them into the light of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Well, your topic was random thoughts.
Amen. All
and right. There you went.
There
but
I went. Okay.
I tell you what I think that did. That gave someone else the courage and the inspiration when the Lord speaks to him to pick somebody up, to pick him up, because you don't ever know what kind of seed you're going to be able to plant.
That's right. Well, I'll repeat the story. I tell it a lot. But, you know, the best, when I was not born again, when I was a heathen, and this preacher picked me up from just north of Austin. He said, I didn't pick you up to give you a ride. I picked you up to tell you about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And 45 minutes of being told about Jesus. So, you know, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Try.
And thank God I didn't hit the guy. But I didn't see him. I just never saw him. I just, the sun was in my eyes. And, you know, I'm all focused. And I'm doing a whoop-de-doo bat turn, you know. And anyway, let's move on. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. So the Bible says this, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, it is not far off, it's right here. When is it near? Well, it's not you have to have a Bible. You got to own one, and it's easy to get one. You can download one on your phone for free. I recommend it's called the Holy Bible. Most everybody has it. Encarta does it, but you can get the King James Version for free. You can get other translations, and you can get Blue Letter Bible. You can get your Bible, okay? Or you can go down here to the thrift store and buy you one for $1. You know, I always see Gideon Bibles that people take from the hotel room, which that's Gideon wants you to do that. Mm-hmm. They want you to steal the Bible, okay? They want you to take the Bible. Because they want you to be born again. And so you walk into the thrift store and you can buy a Gideon Bible for $1, even though it's supposed to be free. But anyway, so you can buy a Gideon Bible or somebody's, you know, got tired of their Bible and they've discarded it. But you can always find a Bible. It's not hard to find one, all right? You can find a Bible. Or if you're so minded, you can go down to Walmart and buy a Bible. Right there in the book section, right with the magazines, right next to the motorcycle magazines, you can buy a Bible. So anyway, God bless Walmart for doing that. You know, that's one of the reasons he blesses Walmart. It's because they've always been open to sharing Christian things and sharing the Word of God. I don't care all the other crap they have in there. The fact that they put God's Word in there, God will bless that place. Guarantee it. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be so legalistic, you know, and think everything's just got to be just right. God's merciful. You know, well, you talk about random thoughts. Here we go. In Tulsa, the leading convenience store there is a store called Quick Trip. They're all over Tulsa. They're all over that part of Oklahoma. And now you can go to that. They're in the DFW area. I see them in Dallas. Incidentally, because I live in Broken Arrow and I live in Tulsa, when I go to a Quick Trip, I'm loyal to Quick Trip, and I'm getting ready to tell you why in just a minute. I mean, I'll drive 2 miles past a come and go in a 7-Eleven and a whatever to go to Quick Trip. For this reason, I'm getting ready to tell you. Anyway, but when I go to the Quick Trips in Dallas, I always tell the guy at the counter, I say, give me $20 a regular, and I just want you to know that I live in Tulsa. They go, because that'll kind of, or maybe they'll think I'm the mystery shopper or something, or maybe I'm working for Quick Trip. I just do that just to mess with their heads. But anyway, I remember when I first moved to Tulsa in 1976, and I went to the first Quick Trip, one or second Quick Trip ever in existence. And it's a little bitty thing. You can tell it used to be a U-Totem or a 7-Eleven. And I remember thinking, and this is, I'm not, I just don't have it when it comes to entrepreneurial things. I'll never be a businessman. That's a bad confession, but it's just not my strength, okay? For instance, one time in Cameron, Texas, I saw what used to be a Gibson's discount store. You can tell it was a Gibson's because the sign had been removed, and you know you can see where the Gibson's was, and it said Walmart, and I went, Walmart. They'll never make it. I really said that. They're a Kmart wannabe. Look at them now. Okay. So there I am in Tulsa, and I go to Quick Trip, and I go, okay, you know, this is kind of a 7-Eleven wannabe. It's a cute name, but oh well, whatever, Quick Trip, you know. But I started patronizing, going to Quick Trip, and I would go to, there was Get and Goes back then, and whatever, U-Totems and 7-Elevens. But in the mid-80s, Neva, Quick Trip made an announcement. They were pulling the pornography out of their stores. Mm. Wow. Now, in my opinion, a lot of what is sold in stores is pornography. Sports Illustrated, you know, Swimsuit Edition, to me, that's pornography. But you know what I mean? The bad, you know, the pornography that glorifies fornication and naked women and the abuse of women and so on and so forth, and a hedonistic lifestyle. You know, Hugh Hefner, his version of love. So anyway, it was in the paper. You know, it was an article. Tulsa Quick Trip is banning pornography from their stores. And I'm going to tell you right now that that place, that business exploded. God put his blessing on that because they were willing to not have pornography because it was behind the counter. But there it was. I mean, there's a kid with his mom, you know, getting some bubble gum. There's Angel with Monica getting some bubble gum. And there's pornographic magazines. And the covers always show it's pornography. Amen. So God put his blessing on them. And I tell you what, they are all over. And I mean, their stores are nice. And I'm loyal to them for that reason. And they hire the best help. Most convenience stores you go into in Tulsa that aren't Quick Trips, they hire stupid people that work behind those counters. And millennials who don't care. But Quick Trip has a high standard. I mean, they're on those people. You know, they're supposed to greet you, talk to you three times when you come in the store. I know this because I have friends who have worked for Quick Trip, okay? But, you know, hey, welcome to Quick Trip, you know, and anything I can help you with, blah, blah, blah. And then when you leave, you know, they ask, would you like a receipt? You know, so they talk to you, but they're intelligent, they're good, they're multitasked. I mean, while they're ringing you up, they're ringing up another person at the same register, and which I'm always amazed that they keep their cash drawer straight because they're running two cash drawers, you know, and three people are running them and so on and so forth. It's really pretty cool. So anyway, there's an endorsement of Quick Trip, but that's God has blessed them. So let's move on. Boy.
Amen. I mean, not amen to moving on, but amen to Quick Trip.
Amen. Move on, Lee. Come on. Lee.
No.
How are we doing on intermission? What?
Whenever. Well, we can take it if you're ready.
Okay. Well, tell you what, let's do. Let me read this.
Okay.
And then let's do intermission. From a hermeneutical point of view, sermon shot anyway, so let's just random thoughts. Verse 11 again of Deuteronomy 30. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee in thy heart and in thy mouth, that thou mayest do it. All right, let's just stop there and let's go ahead and take our intermission and